Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
B. Scott in for Landry Locker. Join his time off in Hawaii. Am I not supposed to say that?
I don't know. My bad. I thought he mentioned it, didn't he?
I didn't know if I was telling my man's business or not.
We did the whole segment on vacation.
Just making sure. Okay. I figured we were pretty transparent with the audience and everything, but I didn't know if I was telling my man's business. But Landry Locker's out. B. Scott is in here with John Lopez and Figgy Fig. And fellas, we got our first comments from Texans owner Kyle McNair. And even the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, on Tank Dell being shot at an event in Florida. This has been about 9 or 10 days ago or so now. But we got our first comments from them at the golf course yesterday. And so I want to play this, and we're going to react to it in a second. First off, this is Cal McNair. And I think this clip is important because Cal gave the first indication – I think that there's going to be some kind of recovery that needs to be had from this particular event. Here's Kyle McNair.
We're just grateful that I believe no one was seriously hurt, but it looks like Tank will make a full recovery. We saw him in the office the other day, and he looked good in good spirits. And so, but he'll have to rehab and get back to where he was.
That last part.
He looks like he's in good spirits, but he'll have to rehab and get back to where he was. I asked this question when I was on with Clint yesterday, and I'm going to throw it to you. Or just make the point. I don't know what get back to where he was means.
Where was he?
Where was he? Mm-hmm. Where was he was?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's better.
Like where is he was at? Like, all of the incorrect grammar on this. Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
What had happened?
What had happened was, did this dude just did this? Yes. That's a John Starks classic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the question, though. Where was he at? To end the sentence with a preposition. Mm-hmm. Where was he at?
Where's your preposition at?
Where's your preposition at?
Yeah.
And what are we talking about here? Because obviously we know that the last time, I mean, the reality, Lopez, the last time we saw Tank Dell play football, or since the last time we saw him play football, okay, I think I put it like this. He scored 7 touchdowns for the Texans last year.
Yep.
Since his last touchdown, he's broken his leg blocking near the goal line and gotten shot at a private event.
That's all?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I'm just saying.
When you put it like that.
Like,
yeah.
We're all excited about Tank Dell.
Yeah.
Love the guy. I mean, he's incredible. Incredible to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty. I can tell you guys from being around the locker room, really cool to be around.
Yeah.
Cool dude. Very excited about Tank Dell. Very glad to have him. U of H background, all of that.
Yeah.
But since the last time we saw him score a touchdown, broken his leg.
Badly.
Broken his leg and been shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I say all of this to say, Lopez, I think that for me, the initial reaction to all of this was,
yeah,
thank God Tank Dell's okay. Thank God Tank Dell's alive. Thank God that 10 people somehow got shot and nobody was seriously injured. That mm-hmm. is a Bible miracle to me. Like, yeah. First of all, I can't even explain that. How does that happen?
Yeah.
So that's my initial response. But the more and more I think about it, the more and more I hear from the stakeholders in this, mm-hmm. the more concerned that I get a little bit.
I just go back to that last line again. He's going to have to rehab and get back to where he was. Your point is right. Where was he? Because we don't know where he was on his rehab. And we know he had been out and about, you know, looked fine. I think we saw him running some, right?
Yeah.
We saw him running, catching some balls.
Yeah,
he's done
videos working out, either with throwing with CJ or even working out with his personal trainer.
Yeah. So when they said full recovery, and then they said he's going to have to rehab and get back where he was. So it is very much vague. That's a big spectrum right there where he's going to fall. But I do feel like, generally speaking, they feel like they're going to have Tank Dell, if not early, certainly week one, certainly early. So that's the good sign. But I also think, and I don't mean to overplay this, it's just like we've all been in somewhat, you know, whether it's catastrophic or straining mentally situations in our lives, it's hard to get over that.
Yeah,
mentally.
Trauma. This is a traumatic event.
Is a better way to put it.
This is a traumatic event for sure.
It's hard to get over that, and maybe it's just going to kind of be – that's a factor to me.
Yeah, I will give some credit, too, to the text line and some people mm-hmm. in our chats that have pointed out that there is a mental – psychological traumatic element to this that we can't account for or speak to, obviously not being there or knowing exactly the situation.
Yeah,
that I think is probably on the minds of the people that are mostly involved with this, like a Nick Caserio, like a Cal McNair and D'Amico Ryans. Speaking of D'Amico Ryans, this was D'Amico Ryans when he was asked about Tank Dell at the golf tournament yesterday.
Yeah, I talked with Tank. We had a good conversation. I talked to him several times, and Tank will be fine.
So you expect him to be ready for week one?
Tank should be fine.
What's your emotions like when you get a phone call like that from a player of yours?
Yeah, it's the thing about being in the head coach's seat. It's always, you don't know what type of conversation you're going to get. You know what phone calls you will get. But it's for me, it's just always being ready to adjust, always being adaptable with things that may happen, and just being genuine in every situation we have. And for me, as a head coach, I'm always real, upfront, honest with our guys. And that's the communication that's the way I like to keep the communication with our guys. Let them know if anything happens, they can call me with anything.
What do you hope he learns? Sorry. What do you hope he learns from a situation?
I've talked to Tank. That's more personal. Situation, and we'll leave it in.
Go to some questions, but will Tank miss any time?
As I've said, I think I've answered all about Tank. He'll be all right.
Yeah. So what do you think? What do you make of that? Him not wanting to, because a couple of things stand out to me mm-hmm. there. Him not really wanting to divulge how much time or speculate on how much time Tank Dell might miss. Again, he's already coming off of a broken leg, rehabbing from that.
Yeah.
And then it did stand out to me. I'm curious what you think the whole be real with our guys thing, especially in this context with what happened with Tank Dell.
Yeah, that for sure. But what's confusing to me, and I get, hey, HIPAA and all that other stuff, nobody said what the injury is.
Yeah, or not officially.
What is it? Is it in the same leg that he broke?
Literally a text we just got was Dell shot in the leg that he broke. We don't know. We do not know the answer to that, to be honest.
And I think that's relatively important.
I have to agree.
I think that's relatively important. And so the vagaries that Cal and D'Amico and everybody, Nick Casario's done it as well. I get you want to have these private conversations. That's our business and all that. But at some point, you're going to have Tank Dell out there. People are going to see, you know, what the situation is. He's going to be asked. I think it's interesting that nobody has said, like, what's the injury?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah. The closest thing that we got was over the weekend. I mentioned this yesterday on the drive, but the closest thing that I saw was Aaron Wilson at KPRC mentioning that it was a minor wound through and through the leg. Mm-hmm. But which I don't remember it saying which leg, if it's the same leg that, but he is expected to make a full. We've heard all of that.
Yeah.
He's expected to make a full recovery, but it was a wound that went through and through.
Yeah.
So, and the leg, which leg, I don't know. Yeah. And I would like to know if it's the same leg. And just really, like, again, the initial reaction was obviously, damn, glad he's okay. Damn, how is everybody okay in a from a wild-ass scenario like that? But then it's like, okay, so.
That being said.
This leg, this leg thing.
Yeah.
Can we just, like, I don't know if I can just, you know, take for granted just because I'm glad he's alive that his leg is okay.
Yeah.
Like that, those are two totally different things. That's not a logical leap that I should probably make.
No, there's two aspects to this. There's the human element, and I'm with you. Like, how do you literally stand, literally, in the crossfire of two dudes shooting, and that's it? Like, you could be dead, like, right now. That's the human element. Then when you get past that, as you just said, let's talk Tank Dell and why we all know him and have this admiration for him, and we're football fans. There's a football element to this. How does that affect us now?
Yeah.
So I think it's something it's going to come out.
Yeah.
It's going to be said. Yeah.
So on Tank Dell's Instagram too, he did post over the weekend. I wouldn't call it like a breaking of the silence. I think that's a little dramatic, but he did kind of speak for the first time or post for the first time since this happened, and just it was something to the effect of I'm grateful or Lord I thank you, something to that effect, with him in the new Texans red unis. Here's my question to you, Lopez. What am I to make of that part where D'Amico is asked about what it's like getting a phone call like that and having to adjust, and he talks about adjusting, and he says, you know, talks about being real with our guys.
Yeah.
I thought that was an interesting tone and thing to say about somebody that has been, by all points and by all references, has been considered a victim in all of this.
Yeah.
Like, what is the, there does seem to be some level of disappointment that, not just relief that he's okay, but disappointment that this happened in the first
place. That he was there, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting
at. And I don't get that, because And I've never been to this place, but I was looking at it online. It just looked like an event center. It just looked like a party, like you would go to, like I would go to and have been to, where there's people of all ages, et cetera. But maybe there's more to it. I don't know. You know, there was a fight first, so maybe there was some sort of beef, and maybe that's a lot of maybes, and we really shouldn't speculate on specifics.
Yeah.
But it is worth saying I'm honest with my guys. So The connotation would be speculation, whatever you want to call it. I've told our guys, you got to be careful in these situations. Yeah. You got to know who you're with.
Yeah, and I think that's more so it, like, to your opinion. Yeah. This part of it is uncomfortable for me because I don't like the tone around it.
Yeah.
But I think it's less about the venue and more about
what you're doing.
The crowd, honestly.
Yeah.
And I don't think there would be as much of a question about the crowd if there wasn't folks fighting and getting shot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, Now there's a question about, okay, so who are these people that you're hanging with?
Yeah, I think it kind of raises a question.
Yeah, and to me, it's unfortunate all the way around, even if you can, you know, be happy for the good things that come of it. It does raise some questions about, okay, yeah. So, you know, how do they feel about all of this? Mm-hmm. Like, are they relieved but yet annoyed at the same time?
Exactly.
It raises some questions on top of the fact that you're concerned about his health and his availability. And,
yeah.
And what is his... What do the legs look like of a player who very much relies on being an elite route runner?
Yeah.
And getting in and out of his breaks at an elite pace,
mm-hmm.
and level.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely something to think about. All right, coming up next, Astros at Yankee Stadium, NBA playoffs, the hits are lit. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.